with buying presents? How proficient are you? How accepted are the presents that you buy for your friends, for your family? Do you do well in that regard? I don't always do so well. My wife and I just got married back, it's a long time ago now, most of you probably weren't born. But I thought, you know, we've just bought a house, we're just married, you love me anyway. So I bought her some really helpful, useful things. There was a 2-for-1 deal on Domestos. There's a 3-for-2 deal on mops and brushes. There was a feather duster included as well. And I wrapped each one up lovingly, carefully, thoughtfully. I thought that was the ideal present. Because she had said to me, now, don't be wasting a lot of money. Don't be spending a lot of money on the big gift. Because I know you normally do that. And I normally do that. Get something that's useful. But really what I should have heard was, get me the biggest, most expensive thing you could imagine. So it came to Christmas Day, and my breath was bated. I just wondered, how would she respond to this really, really, I thought, clever gift. I thought, thoughtful, practical gift. It wasn't that expensive, so it was in the reasonable budget. So I handed the first present over to her. There was a lot of wrapping paper on it because it was fairly long. It was an extendable mop as well, and also an extendable duster. And I thought, this is a good thing. So she took the first one. Can you imagine her face? Well, my wife has the ability to smile and not mean it. She also has the ability to smile, and you feel as if there's a knife or a dagger being placed at your heart, not in your heart, but just at your heart. I was present number one. Present number two was the Domestos. I thought I'd done well, and I said to her, like, this was a 2-for-1 deal. Are you happy with that? Smile, please. So she did smile, and it was that smile that she can do that you just know the dagger is piercing the skin, about to hit the bone. Gave her that one. Then the 3-for-2, it was actually a duster. I got like a pack of dusters for her. I thought, this is really, really good. And at that moment, the dagger went right in. I'd gotten it wrong. Have you ever gotten it wrong for a friend or a family member? There is a knack, of course, to buying presents. You've got to get it right. And the criteria that you should use are things like, well, what might they like? What could they use? What haven't they had over this past year, over this past few years? Maybe for some of the gents here, it's deodorant. Maybe for some of the ladies here, it's makeup. Getting the present right is quite the skill. What do they need? What do they want? I wonder, is there anything like the universal gift? Quite often in my wider family, extended family, it's socks and deodorant. But what is the universal present? Well, I mean, talk to anyone and you'll find a different answer. Some of you might say, well, peace in the Middle East, peace in Eastern Europe, a first-class honours degree, the guarantee of a job, happiness. What is the gift? What is the gift that God thinks we need? Well, in the words right at the start of our time together this evening, we were told what the gift is that everyone needs, that God thinks we need, indeed that God has provided. Remember those words? For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. What is a Savior? Well, a Savior is a rescuer, someone who saves you from your peril. Isn't that interesting? That God thinks we need someone like that, someone to rescue us. I'm not in trouble. I don't need saving. I mean, my life's together. I fail occasionally getting the wrong present for my wife. But I mean, by and large, I'm all right. God's analysis of me is that I'm not. God's analysis of you is that you're not. I mean, my need might be my happiness. So why didn't God package a clown or a comedian? My need might be health, sickness, unhappiness. Well, why didn't God package the antidote to unhappiness and to all of life's illnesses, sicknesses? My need might be lack of education. Well, then, why didn't God package the big brain? My need might be fulfillment. Why then didn't God send me the thing that would bring fulfillment? My need might be to have all my problems solved. Well, surely technology will do that. I mean, Google has all of the answers. That will answer all of life's possible questions. My need might be to have my spiritual questions answered. Well, we know that the new atheism of the late 90s, early noughties, and teens of this century has not really helped. We know that brutality and moral chaos is hitting our world in a way that whenever you sing a song like "O Holy Night," you just think to yourself, in the peace and tranquility in this building, oh my goodness, just get a flight to the Middle East or to Ukraine. So what does God give us? He gives us a savior. If Christmas is a fairy tale, if Christmas is make-believe, if Christmas is just made up to feel us, help us feel good, then we're alone, absolutely alone, in a dark, empty, meaningless universe. I just go to the logical end of that. You have no meaning. You're just a collection of cells. In fact, you're an accident. And everyone else around you, even those whom you love, they're just the same. No worth, no value, just a clump of cells. That the only value that they may have is what this clump of cells gives them. We want our freedom. We want life without God, excluding him from our lives, our thoughts. We want that freedom, and he's given it to us. But just like the fish who wanted freedom from the fish tank, the fish jumps out, and what does he find? Death. No, God has the universal gift in this baby. This baby born 2,000 years to go in absolute obscurity. Like something coming out of Bethlehem to an unmarried mother and Joseph, the embarrassed sort of father. Well, what do we get? We get this. I can see it here, by the way. You can see it up there. We get a savior. Someone who will rescue us from the darkness. Someone who will rescue us from our meaninglessness. Someone who will rescue us from our sin. From our desire for freedom from God. God sends us this gift of a Savior to rescue us. We are so lost, so blind, so deaf, so hard inside. We don't even know we're lost. But like the fish that jumps out of the fish tank, we're struggling for breath. So what does God give us? He gets the right gift. The universal gift. The one that you need. The one that I need. Maybe you don't even feel the need for God's gift. But in this gift and this description that we have here, in what was sung this evening, what was read this evening, we have God's gift for us. A Savior. A Savior. A rescuer. Who is Messiah, Christ, and King, the Lord, in this baby. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Maybe you're here this evening out of sentiment. Maybe you're here this evening out of tradition. You always go to a carol service, and what a beautiful service it's been. Thank you, musicians. But maybe you've missed God's gift to you. This wouldn't be a bad evening to reckon with God's gift. If you'd like to talk more, we'd love to talk with you. If you'd like to find out more, we'd like to help you find out more. Right at the very back, there's a table out there with candles and the invitations to all the Christmas events that are happening today. I think everyone has got one, or you may be sitting on it even. Please do take more, inviting other people along to next week's carol service and the big day out. But there's this little booklet, So This Is Christmas, by a guy called Rico Tice. Please do take it with you. Have a read. Have a think. In the booklet, he talks you through just exactly God's diagnosis of every single human being and the great universal gift that without question each one of us needs. A Savior who is Christ the Lord.